Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the CoinMonks got you covered. Okay, so before starting with our updates, let's quickly go to today's headlines. Bitcoin donations overflows to support Ukraine. Coinbase Global Inc.'s lead Catherine Wu leaves to join crypto firm Archetype. ECB president suggests European Union move quickly to approve crypto regulation. As per 27 February 2022, with around 300% surge, Baby Squid game token tops the meme coin list. So let's start up with our refresh feed. Firstly, people all across the globe are giving to Ukraine to help their army battle Russia. The government has begun taking Bitcoin, Ethereum and USDT as forms of payment. Let's have a look at what's getting cooked around. Since Thursday, when the Russian army started attacking Ukraine, the country has started receiving donations from worldwide. Elliptic shared that within 12 hours, a Kyiv-based Ukrainian non-governmental organization named Comeback Alive received donations worth $400,000 in Bitcoin to support the army and almost 317 individual donations in the last 2 days. The donation surged to $3 million on Friday in a single Bitcoin donation. However, amidst all this, Patreon has seized $250,000 donated to Ukraine. Dennis Porter shared the news saying Bitcoin can't be blocked and said the country has the most Bitcoin on the balance of any nation state. The official Twitter account of Ukraine shared two wallet addresses saying that they are now accepting donations in Bitcoin, Ethereum and USDT. However, people suspected that the addresses might have been hacked and commented not to send money to those wallets. Vitalik also tweeted the same. However, he deleted the tweet when an American diplomat confirmed with the Ukrainian ambassadors that the addresses are correct and are currently operating under the authority of the Ukrainian government. So moving ahead with our next segment, apparently Catherine Wu has decided to quit Coinbase and join Archetype. Archetype has replaced Acrylic as the company's moniker. Catherine is really enthusiastic about her new business idea. Let's have a look at what she's up to. Bloomberg has reported that the senior deal lead of ventures of Coinbase, Catherine Wu, is leaving the firm after serving for less than a year since September 2021. On Friday, Wu tweeted, "Today is my last day at Coinbase. Sometimes you take that leap of faith and it just doesn't land quite right. That's okay. Eternally grateful for the amazing people I've met and proud of the work I've done." She will now be working as a venture partner at Archetype. She wrote a message to TechCrunch saying that she is really excited to be back doing what do best, lead investment in founders in crypto looking to raise their first round. She aims to bring crypto within reach of the masses using various methods and supported her statement by pointing to the podcast on industry trends named Around the Block that she co-hosted with Coinbase. Wu has also said that she won't stop investing and supporting the best founders in the crypto ecosystem, and she's equally thrilled to invest her time in some side projects. So jumping on to our next segment, according to Bloomberg, European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde believes the European Union should rapidly implement cryptocurrency regulation to prevent Russia from avoiding sanctions after invading Ukraine. When asked if Russia may use cryptocurrency to avoid sanctions, Lagarde said, "There are always criminal ways to try to evade a prohibition, which is why it's so critically necessary that MICA gets pushed through as swiftly as possible so we have a regulatory framework." Bitcoin was up 0.16% in the last 24 hours in the cryptocurrency market, and it was trading at $38,928.42 at 6 p.m. IST. CoinMarketCap.com presently holds 41.74% of the crypto market, down 0.7% in the previous 24 hours. The entire crypto market volume was $91.43 billion, down by 21.69%, while the global crypto market value was $1.77 trillion, up 1.89% in the last 24 hours. According to CoinDesk, the Ministry of Finance's draft bill on regulating cryptocurrencies will require Russian residents to make digital currency transactions through licensed operators, thereby making peer-to-peer exchanges illegal. Only cryptocurrency wallets that have been verified will be accepted. According to numerous media sources, Japanese e-commerce giant Rakuten Inc. is developing a marketplace where consumers can buy NFTs called Rakuten NFT. So wrapping up with our final segment, our top meme coin for today is Baby Squid Game Token, and it surged around 300%. Let's have a look at some stats along with what the coin is about. With a 24-hour trading volume of $163,184 USD, the current baby squid game price is 6.97 ETH USD. Our BSG to USD pricing is updated according to 6 PM IST. In the past 24 hours, baby squid game has increased by 357.52%. With a live market cap of not available, the current coin market cap ranking is 3938. There is no circulating supply and a maximum supply of 1000 billion BSG coins. If you're looking for a place to buy baby squid game, PancakeSwap is presently the best cryptocurrency exchange. Baby Squid Game is a BSC gambling dApp project with a squid game theme. The dApp gambling site will have no fees and no house advantage, since it will only include player versus player game options where participants may play and gamble against one another. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.